Wherever you go, there you are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life. By Jon Kabat-Zinn. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Wherever you go, there you are. Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life by Jon Kabat-Zinn is a book about mindfulness and meditation. It explores the idea of being present in the moment and how to use mindfulness as a tool for living life more fully. The book begins with an introduction to mindfulness, explaining what it is and why it can be beneficial. It then goes on to discuss different types of meditation practices such as body scan, sitting meditation, walking meditation, yoga, Qigong, and mindful eating. Each practice is explained in detail along with tips on how to get started. The author also provides advice on dealing with difficult emotions that may arise during meditation practice. The second part of the book focuses on applying mindfulness in everyday life situations such as work or relationships. Here Kabat-Zinn explains how we can bring awareness into our daily activities so that we are more present and connected with ourselves and others around us. He also discusses ways to cultivate compassion towards ourselves when faced with challenging situations or difficult emotions. The final section looks at some of the scientific research behind mindfulness practice, including its effects on physical health, mental health, and overall well-being. This section includes case studies from people who have used mindfulness successfully for various issues such as stress management or chronic pain relief. Overall, wherever you go, there you are. Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life offers an accessible guide for anyone interested in learning more about this ancient practice, which has been gaining popularity over recent years due to its many benefits both physically and mentally. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of the present moment without judgment. Idea summary: mindfulness is a practice of being aware of the present moment without judgment, allowing one to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness can help reduce stress and anxiety. Idea summary: mindfulness can help reduce stress and anxiety by allowing one to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 3. Mindfulness can help improve physical and mental health. Idea summary: mindfulness can help improve physical and mental health by reducing stress and anxiety, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 4. Mindfulness can help improve relationships. Idea summary: mindfulness can help improve relationships by allowing one to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. Main idea number 5. Mindfulness can help increase focus and productivity. Idea summary: mindfulness can help increase focus and productivity by allowing one to be more present and aware of their thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 6. Mindfulness can help create a sense of peace and contentment. Idea summary: mindfulness can help create a sense of peace and contentment by allowing one to be more present and aware of their thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 7. Mindfulness can help one to be more present and aware of their thoughts and feelings. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more present and aware of their thoughts and feelings, allowing them to observe them without getting caught up in them, and helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 8. Mindfulness can help one to be more compassionate and understanding. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more compassionate and understanding by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness can help one to be more accepting of themselves and others. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more accepting of themselves and others by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness can help one to be more aware of their environment. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more aware of their environment by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of their surroundings. Main idea number 11. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their actions. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their actions by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 12. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their words. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their words by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 13. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their thoughts. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their thoughts by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 14. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their emotions. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their emotions by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 15. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their behavior. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their behavior by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their decisions. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their decisions by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 17. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their reactions. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their reactions by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 18. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their habits. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their habits by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main idea number 19. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their environment. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their environment by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of their surroundings. Main idea number 20. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their life. Idea summary: mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their life by allowing them to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, and by helping to create a sense of calm and clarity. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mindfulness is the practice of being aware of the present moment without judgment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts and feelings in a non-judgmental way, allowing them to be observed without getting caught up in them. This can help us become more mindful of our actions and reactions, as well as how we interact with others. Practicing mindfulness can also help reduce stress levels by helping us stay focused on what is happening right now instead of worrying about the future or ruminating over past events. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are: Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent introduction to mindfulness meditation. He explains that it is not necessary to sit still for long periods of time or chant mantras; rather, it simply requires taking a few moments each day to observe your thoughts and feelings without judging them. By doing this regularly, you will begin to notice patterns in your thinking which may lead you towards greater self-awareness and understanding. Mindfulness has been shown to have many benefits, including improved concentration, better sleep quality, increased resilience during difficult times, reduced anxiety levels, and even physical health improvements such as lower blood pressure. With regular practice, anyone can learn how to be more mindful throughout their daily life. Main idea number 2. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By doing this, it can help reduce stress and anxiety by allowing one to observe their thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. This helps create a sense of calmness and clarity that can be beneficial for managing difficult emotions. Jon Kabat-Zinn, author of Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life, explains that mindfulness is not about trying to get rid of our worries or anxieties, but rather learning how to relate differently with them. He suggests that we should try to approach our worries with curiosity instead of fear or avoidance, as this will allow us to gain insight into what might be causing the distress. Kabat-Zinn also emphasizes the importance of self-compassion when practicing mindfulness. Self-compassion allows us to accept ourselves as we are while still striving for growth and improvement. This helps foster an attitude of acceptance towards ourselves, which can lead to greater emotional resilience. Overall, mindfulness can be a powerful tool for reducing stress and anxiety by helping us become more aware of our thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Through self-compassionate awareness, we can learn how to better manage difficult emotions so that they don't overwhelm us. Main idea number 3. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or criticism. Mindfulness can help improve physical and mental health by reducing stress and anxiety, which are often linked to poor health outcomes. By focusing on the present moment rather than worrying about the future or ruminating on the past, mindfulness can create a sense of calmness and clarity that helps reduce stress levels. Mindfulness also has been shown to have positive effects on mental health. Studies have found that practicing mindfulness can lead to improved moods, increased self-awareness, better concentration, enhanced creativity, greater resilience in difficult situations, improved relationships with others as well as oneself. In addition to its psychological benefits, mindfulness has also been linked with physiological changes such as lower blood pressure and heart rate variability. These changes suggest that regular practice of mindfulness may be beneficial for overall physical health. Main idea number 4. Mindfulness can help improve relationships by allowing one to be more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings, as well as those of others. Mindfulness helps us to become more conscious of our reactions in the moment, rather than responding out of habit or emotion. This allows us to better understand ourselves and our partners, leading to a deeper connection between two people. Additionally, mindfulness can help reduce stress levels, which often lead to arguments or misunderstandings in relationships. By practicing mindfulness, we are able to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or triggered by something that has been said or done. We can then take a step back from the situation and observe it objectively before responding with clarity instead of reacting impulsively. This gives us an opportunity for self-reflection so that we may gain insight into why certain things bother us and how best to respond in order for both parties involved in the relationship feel heard. Mindfulness also encourages empathy towards oneself and others, which is essential for healthy relationships. It helps us cultivate compassion towards ourselves so that we may extend this same kindness towards our partner without judgment or criticism. By being mindful of our own emotions as well as those around us, it becomes easier to communicate effectively with each other while still respecting boundaries. Main idea number 5. Mindfulness can help increase focus and productivity by allowing one to be more present and aware of their thoughts and feelings. By taking the time to observe our inner experience, we can become better attuned to what is happening in the moment, rather than being distracted by worries about the future or regrets from the past. This helps us stay focused on whatever task we are working on, enabling us to work more efficiently. In addition, mindfulness can also create a sense of calm and clarity that allows us to approach tasks with greater ease. When we take a few moments each day for mindful practice, such as meditation or yoga, it helps reduce stress levels, which in turn increases our ability to concentrate. With this increased focus comes improved productivity as well. Main idea number 6. Mindfulness is a practice of being present and aware in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By focusing on the present moment, mindfulness can help create a sense of peace and contentment. This is because it allows us to be more aware of our own inner experience, which can lead to greater self-awareness and understanding. Mindfulness also helps cultivate calmness by allowing us to observe our thoughts without getting caught up in them. We become less reactive when we are mindful as we learn how to respond rather than react automatically. This creates an environment where we can make decisions from a place of clarity instead of reacting out of fear or emotion. Finally, mindfulness helps create a sense of contentment by helping us appreciate what is already here in this moment, the good and the bad, rather than constantly striving for something else that may never come. When we accept ourselves just as we are right now with all our imperfections, it becomes easier to find joy in life's simple pleasures. Main idea number 7. Mindfulness is a practice of being present and aware in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, one can become more aware of their inner experience and gain insight into how they react to different situations. This awareness can help them to be less reactive and more responsive when faced with difficult emotions or challenging circumstances. Mindfulness also helps create a sense of calmness by allowing us to observe our thoughts without getting caught up in them. We can learn to recognize patterns in our thinking that may be causing us distress or anxiety, as well as identify any unhelpful beliefs we may have about ourselves or the world around us. Through this process, we can begin to let go of these negative thought patterns and cultivate healthier ways of thinking. Finally, mindfulness allows us to take a step back from our busy lives so that we can appreciate what is happening right now instead of worrying about the future or ruminating on the past. In doing so, it helps bring clarity into our lives by helping us focus on what truly matters most. Main idea number 8. Mindfulness is a practice of being present and aware in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, one can become more compassionate and understanding towards themselves and others. This is because when we are mindful, we are able to observe our own thoughts and feelings objectively without getting caught up in them. We can also be more aware of the thoughts and feelings of those around us. When we practice mindfulness regularly, it helps us to cultivate an attitude of acceptance towards ourselves as well as others. We learn to accept our own imperfections as well as those of other people without judging them harshly or expecting perfection from either ourselves or others. This allows us to be more compassionate with ourselves and with those around us. Mindfulness also helps us to recognize that everyone has their own unique perspective on life, which may differ from ours. When we understand this concept better, it becomes easier for us to empathize with someone else's point of view, even if it differs from our own beliefs or opinions. By cultivating a regular practice of mindfulness meditation, one can become more compassionate and understanding towards oneself as well as others. Mindfulness allows us to take a step back from our emotions so that we can observe them objectively rather than getting caught up in them emotionally. Main idea number 9. Mindfulness is a practice of being present and aware in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, one can become more accepting of themselves and others by learning to observe their own thoughts and feelings objectively, as well as those of others. This allows them to be more understanding and compassionate towards both themselves and others. In his book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life, Jon Kabat-Zinn explains that mindfulness helps us to recognize our own patterns of thinking so that we can better understand why we think or feel certain ways about ourselves or other people. He also states that it encourages us to take responsibility for our actions instead of blaming ourselves or others for things beyond our control. By cultivating an attitude of acceptance through mindfulness practice, we can learn how to respond rather than react when faced with difficult situations. We can also develop greater empathy for ourselves and those around us by recognizing the interconnectedness between all living beings. Main idea number 10. Mindfulness is a practice of being aware and present in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and environment without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, one can become more aware of their surroundings and be better able to recognize patterns in their behavior that may not have been noticed before. This awareness can help them make better decisions about how they interact with others and respond to situations. Mindfulness also helps people become more mindful of their own emotions. Through this practice, individuals are able to identify when they are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out by certain situations or events. They can then take steps to address these issues before they escalate into something bigger. Finally, mindfulness allows people to be more open-minded towards different perspectives and ideas from those around them. By taking the time to observe what is happening around them without judgment or preconceived notions, individuals can gain insight into other points of view which may lead them down new paths for growth. Main idea number 11. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their actions by allowing them to become more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, individuals can learn to observe their inner experience without judgment or attachment, which helps create a sense of calm and clarity. Mindfulness also encourages people to take responsibility for their choices in life, as they are better able to recognize the consequences of those decisions. Additionally, mindfulness allows individuals to cultivate greater self-compassion and acceptance, which can lead to improved relationships with others. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent introduction into the practice of mindfulness meditation. In it, he outlines how we can use simple techniques such as focusing on our breath or body sensations in order to bring ourselves back into the present moment. He also explains how this practice can help us become more aware of our emotions and reactions so that we may make wiser decisions. Main idea number 12. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their words by allowing them to become more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, we can learn to observe our inner dialogue without judgment or attachment, which helps us to recognize when our words are coming from a place of fear or anger rather than love and understanding. Mindfulness also helps create a sense of calm and clarity that allows us to choose our words carefully before speaking. By being mindful of the impact that our words have on others, we can use language in a way that is respectful, compassionate, and honest. In his book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life, Jon Kabat-Zinn explains how mindfulness meditation can help us cultivate this kind of awareness. He suggests using simple techniques such as focusing on your breath or repeating mantras like, I am here now, while engaging in everyday activities like talking with friends or colleagues. This practice will help you stay grounded in the present moment so you can make conscious choices about what you say. Main idea number 13. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their thoughts by allowing them to become aware of the present moment and observe their own thoughts without judgment. This practice helps create a sense of calm and clarity, as it allows us to recognize our thought patterns without getting caught up in them. By being mindful of our thoughts, we can better understand how they affect our emotions and behavior, which can lead to greater self-awareness and improved decision-making. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent guide for those looking to learn more about mindfulness. In this book, he outlines various techniques that can be used to cultivate mindfulness, such as body scans, breathing exercises, meditation practices, and yoga postures. He also explains how these practices can help us become more aware of our thoughts so that we may make wiser decisions. Main idea number 14. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their emotions by allowing them to become aware of the present moment and their own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, one can learn to observe their emotions without judgment or attachment, which helps create a sense of calm and clarity. Mindfulness also encourages self-compassion, as it allows us to accept our emotions without trying to change them or push them away. By being mindful of our emotions, we can gain insight into how they affect us and how we respond in different situations. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent introduction into the practice of mindfulness meditation. In this book, he explains that mindfulness is not about controlling your thoughts or suppressing your feelings, rather it is about learning how to pay attention with kindness and curiosity so that you can better understand yourself on a deeper level. He outlines various techniques for cultivating mindfulness such as body scans, breathing exercises, walking meditations, yoga practices, journaling activities and more. By practicing these techniques regularly, one will begin to develop greater awareness around their emotional states, which will allow them to make healthier choices when faced with difficult decisions or challenging situations. With regular practice over time, one may even find themselves becoming less reactive towards certain triggers as they are able to recognize patterns in their behavior before reacting impulsively. Main idea number 15. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their behavior by allowing them to become more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, individuals can learn to observe their emotions without judgment or attachment, which helps create a sense of calm and clarity. Mindfulness also encourages people to take responsibility for their actions, as they are better able to recognize the consequences of those actions in the moment. Additionally, mindfulness allows individuals to develop greater self-awareness so that they may make conscious choices about how they want to respond in any given situation. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent introduction into the practice of mindfulness meditation. In it, he outlines various techniques such as body scans and breathing exercises that can help cultivate a state of awareness and presence. He also explains how these practices can be used in everyday life situations such as dealing with stress or difficult emotions. Main idea number 16. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their decisions by allowing them to become more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, individuals can gain a greater understanding of themselves and the world around them, which in turn helps create a sense of calmness and clarity. Mindfulness also encourages people to take time for self-reflection, enabling them to make better decisions that are based on thoughtful consideration rather than impulse or emotion. By taking the time to pause and reflect before making any decision, individuals can ensure that they are making choices that align with their values. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent guide for those looking to incorporate mindfulness into their lives. The book offers practical advice on how to cultivate mindfulness through meditation practices such as body scans, breathing exercises, walking meditations, yoga postures, and other activities designed to bring awareness back into our daily lives. Main idea number 17. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their reactions by allowing them to become more present and aware of their own thoughts and feelings. Through mindfulness, individuals can learn to observe their emotions without judgment or attachment, which helps create a sense of calm and clarity. This allows people to respond rather than react in difficult situations, enabling them to make better decisions that are based on thoughtful consideration rather than knee-jerk reactions. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent introduction into the practice of mindfulness. He explains how it is possible for anyone to cultivate greater awareness through simple meditation techniques such as focusing on the breath or body sensations. By learning these practices, individuals can gain insight into themselves and develop a deeper understanding of how they react in different situations. Main idea number 18. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their habits by allowing them to become aware of their own thoughts and feelings in the present moment. This awareness helps create a sense of calm and clarity, which can lead to greater insight into our habitual patterns. By being mindful, we are able to observe our habits without judgment or attachment, enabling us to make conscious choices about how we want to act in any given situation. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides an excellent guide for developing mindfulness practices that can help us become more aware of our habits. He outlines various techniques such as body scans, breathing exercises, and meditation that can be used on a daily basis. These practices allow us to cultivate a deeper understanding of ourselves and our relationship with the world around us. By engaging in regular mindfulness practice, we are better equipped to recognize when certain behaviors no longer serve us well. We also gain the ability to respond rather than react automatically when faced with difficult situations or challenging emotions. Ultimately, this leads towards healthier relationships with ourselves and others. Main idea number 19. Mindfulness is a practice of being present and aware in the moment. It involves paying attention to one's thoughts, feelings, and environment without judgment or attachment. By practicing mindfulness, one can become more mindful of their environment and be better able to recognize patterns that may otherwise go unnoticed. This awareness can help them make decisions based on what they observe rather than relying solely on instinct or intuition. Mindfulness also helps us to be more aware of our own emotions and reactions so that we can respond appropriately instead of reacting impulsively. We are better able to identify when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out by external stimuli such as noise, crowds, or other distractions. With this increased self-awareness comes an improved ability to regulate our emotions in order to remain calm and focused. Finally, mindfulness allows us to appreciate the beauty around us by helping us slow down enough to take it all in. When we are mindful of our surroundings, we can savor moments like sunsets or walks through nature with greater appreciation for their beauty. Main idea number 20. Mindfulness can help one to be more mindful of their life by allowing them to become aware of the present moment and their own thoughts and feelings. It encourages a sense of calmness, clarity, and acceptance that can lead to greater self-awareness. Through mindfulness practice, one can learn how to observe their thoughts without judgment or attachment, which helps them gain insight into themselves and the world around them. Additionally, it allows for an increased ability to respond rather than react in difficult situations. Jon Kabat-Zinn's book Wherever You Go, There You Are, Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life provides readers with practical advice on how they can incorporate mindfulness into their daily lives. He explains that mindfulness is not about trying to control our thoughts or emotions, but instead learning how we can observe them without getting caught up in them. He also emphasizes the importance of being kind and compassionate towards ourselves as we practice mindfulness. By practicing mindfulness regularly, one will be able to cultivate a greater awareness of themselves and the world around them. This heightened awareness will allow for better decision-making skills as well as improved emotional regulation when faced with challenging situations. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.